Rhyme.
Enter your zone.
No written history of American radio could ever capture its true essence on paper, because above all, radio was a medium of sound. From the lifeless, sometimes confusing printed page of the radio script came vivid sound pictures, which stimulated the listener's imagination and produced the desired illusion instantly. Using the simple sound tools of radio, the writers, directors, and technicians could create countless locales and infinite numbers of dramatic events. For many years, this sound heralded a half hour of occult terror and nerve-tingling suspense for millions of nighttime radio listeners. No one doubted that unspeakable horrors lurked behind the squeaking door of the inner sanctum.
Blinded my eyes and I closed my ears. I hardened my heart and I smothered my tongue.
I turned my back on the vision I had shaped, and to this road before me, I turned my face. I have turned my face to this road before me, to the and the death I shall die.
If you like the same tomorrow.
Form of the Hunter. Form of the Hunter. Oh, you're gonna hide.
your voice that bids you good night, kisses your cheek. Helping hand that guides you along, whether you're right, whether
thank you. When in actual service in time of war and public danger.
Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb.
Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself.
Or be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation.
Amendment 6.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which districts shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation.
To be confronted with the witnesses against him. To have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense.
Amendment 7.
In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of common law.
Amendment 8.
Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment.
Special, we'll move it, we'll move it along. vice president focused his hard-hitting comments on crime, violence, drugs, student unrest, the pervasive policy of permissiveness.
The criminal who throws a bomb at a bank is hailed as a hero in some circles for destroying a capitalist institution. The policeman killed trying to stop him is derided as a pig. And the end thing is to hold a fundraiser for the Black Panthers or one of their backers.
More of our young people are alienated than ever before. More are lonely. More are inclined to drop out of society. More are inclined toward violence. This is not only my assessment, it's the assessment of our young people as well. War is not the special affliction of today's youth, and student unrest is a problem in countries that are not at war at all. The simple fact is this, and it's true as much as the sociological soreheads hate to admit it. This pervasive policy of permissiveness has turned out to be a tragic mistake. The age of indulgence has eroded personal responsibility and corrupted discipline. It has replaced respect for authority with fear of repression.
Broad concepts ever subject to interpretation in the light of changing conditions. This great document is today as it was in 1787, mankind's most inspired design for the self-government of a free people.
Crime
and treason.